Radio Aspire Youth is brought to you by Achieving for Children Virtual School for Children in Care.
Your Ray ADO.
Welcome to Ray with another exciting show for you today. Presented by
DJ Ray.
DJ Ray.
DJ Ray.
DJ Ray.
Ray.
I should have stayed with you last night instead of going out to find trouble. That's just trouble. I think I run away sometimes whenever I get too vulnerable. That's not your fault. See, I wanna stay the whole night. Too real, and every time I feel I sabotage it, I start running. And every time I push away, I really want to say that I'm sorry, but I say nothing. I want to stay the whole night.
She's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, and maybe I should stop.
Too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright. Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. We stumbled in the dark, I know we'd be alright. We would be alright. Oh, I've been shaking. Crazy, you take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation, manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Something going on, a crazy energy inside of me. First just a tingle, then it turned into a burn, like fire in my blood. And I hear my body talk, talk, talk. A taste is all I need, and I'm about to climb the walls. No way I'll be alone tonight.
Razor sharp news from the stars.
The Weeknd has been named top artist at the Billboard Music Awards. He thanked his parents as he took home the biggest prize. The award celebrates chart success, and the ceremony was hosted in front of hundreds of fans in LA. The organisers of Glastonbury had to make their live stream free after a massive technical glitch. Ticket holders across the world ended up being unable to watch it after being hit with error messages. The organiser apologised on social media. No new episodes of police drama Bulletproof will be made after allegations against its star, Noel Clarke. The actor and creator is accused of various wrongdoing by 20 women who have spoken to the Guardian newspaper. He denies it and says he's seeking professional help. And Italy has won the Eurovision Song Contest. Rock band Maneskin are the first group to have won since 2006. However, James Newman for the UK was the only act to receive no points from either the public or the jury.
Stingray.
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? And good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl. Getting everything you want. You bought a new car and your career's really taking off. It's like we never even happened, baby. Tell me what is up with that. And good for you, it's like you never even met me. Remember when you swore to God I was the only person who ever got you? Well, screw that and screw you. You will never have to hurt the way you know that I do. You moved on really easily.
We wanna celebrate like we in the club every day. Got all my friends there with me, and I don't need you, I don't need you. Get this stress up on me, so I don't need you stress up on me. Baby, we're done, je la vie. No, I don't need you, I don't need you.
Should've left you from time ago. Didn't love me then, but now I do. I used to sit at home and cry for you. Diamonds on my neck, I shine for you. Ain't blocking my blessings anymore. Never be the girl I was before. I'ma let the good things in my life rain down.
From the sky drop like confetti. All eyes on me. So VIP. All of my dreams. From the sky drop like confetti.
Drop it down.
You're missing me. But I'm finally free. I got what I need. So let it rain down like confetti. Flashing lights. I ain't gotta worry on my mind. Know what you meant, I realize that I don't need ya, I don't need ya. So did you say my name like it's my birthday? You're just a memory. I'm boy, I don't need ya, I don't need ya.
Should've left ya from time ago.
like confetti. All eyes on me, yeah. Oh, VIP. All of my dreams on the sky, just like confetti. You're missing me, but I'm finally free. I got what I need, so let it rain down. Rain like confetti. Let it rain down. Let it rain down. Yeah, 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 yeah. Gonna live my life, yeah, yeah. Can't kill my vibe, yeah, yeah. I'm doing so much better.
Sanno di che parlo, vestiti sporchi fra di fango, giallo di siga fra le dita, io con la siga camminando. Scusami ma ci credo tanto che posso fare questo salto, e anche se la strada è in salita, per questo ora mi sto allenando. E buonasera signore e signori, fuori gli attori, vi conviene toccarvi i coglioni, vi conviene stare zitti e buoni, qui la gente è strana tipo spacciatori. Troppe notti stavo chiuso fuori, mo li prendo a calci sti portoni, sguardo in alto tipo scalatori, quindi scusa mamma se sto sempre fuori, ma sono fuori di testa, ma diverso da loro. E tu sei fuori di testa, ma diverso da loro. Siamo fuori di testa, ma diversi da loro. Siamo fuori di testa, ma diversi da loro. No. Io ho scritto pagine e pagine, ho visto sale e poi lacrime, questi uomini in macchina, non scalare le rapide, scritto sopra una lapide, in casa mia non c'è Dio, ma se trovi il senso del tempo risalirai dal tuo oblio, e non c'è vento che fermi la naturale potenza, dal punto giusto di vista del vento senti l'ebbrezza, con una lincera alla schiena ricercherò quell'altezza, se vuoi fermarmi di tenda prova a tagliarmi la testa, perché sono fuori di testa, ma diverso da loro, e tu sei fuori di testa.
Late night, TV makes me daydream on this lame night. What if all my fears were on display right in front of all the world under spotlight? Would they still be on my side after all the curtains close? They'll leave their seats and drive on home. They might not know a single word I said. Highlight reel is on repeat and only before me. Could I say I'd do it all again? And if I'm being honest, don't know if I can tell you who's the harshest critic in the room. It could be the studio audience, but they're just paying for admission, and I'm the one with everything. The harshest critic in the room. I'm terrified of the way I look when it's through a stranger's eyes. I wish I had a way to peek inside their minds, but it wouldn't fix the problems I see through mine. It's just how I'm wired. After all the curtains close, they'll leave their seats and drive on home. They might not know a single word I said. If the highlight reel is on repeat and only on repeat for me, could I say I'd do it all again? And if I'm being honest, don't know if I can tell you who's the harshest critic in the room. Could be the studio audience, but they're just paying for admission, and I'm the one with everything to lose. Who's the harshest critic in? Ooh, oh, why is being good to myself for someone else? Ooh, why is being tell you who's the harshest critic in the room. It could be the studio audience, but they're just paying for admission, and I'm the one with everything to lose. Who's the harshest critic in? Who's the harshest critic in? Who's the
by your lips and the way they kiss. There's so much I really miss about you. Sitting on the beach, you were still in reach, and I haven't felt free without you. All of the memories feel like magic. All of the fighting seems so sweet. Although you were my love was tragic, and you're the last thing that I need. So I lay a dozen roses for the lover that I've lost. I stand by all my choices, even though I paid the cost. Oh, all those nights, the lows and highs, I share them all with you. Sadly, a dozen roses, I lay them there, I lay them there for you. You've been on my mind every single night. I can't visualize life without you. I've been trying to go a week without losing sleep, but there's something that I need to go through. All of the memories feel like magic. All of the fighting seems so sweet. All that we were, my life was tragic, and you're the last thing that I need. Suddenly it doesn't hurt. Those nights, the lows and eyes, choices, even though I paid the cost. Oh, all those nights, I share them all with you. So I lay a dozen roses, I lay them there, I lay them there for you.
A chance to try. How can I be sorry if I don't know the crime? I should be mad cause you never told me why. Still, I can't seem to say goodbye. Ooh, yeah. When I try to fall back, I fall back to you. Yeah. When I talk to my friends, I talk about you. Yeah. When the Hennessy's all I see is you. It's you.
Without you is driving me insane. this girl inside the venue. Michelin star, I like the menu. Yeah, I took her out, the night was on me. Might want you, yeah, if you want me. Didn't get home till 3:15. You can get a son and daughter off me. Yeah, I got you purple flowers and green. We can stay up all night and get lean. I can give things to you that you dream. Might go harsh on a brand new team. And I'll stand in a pouring rain for ya. And I'll change my stupid ways for ya. Cause your love sends me crazy, yeah. Just never ever let me go.
News. Leicester have missed out on Champions League qualification for the second year in a row. They finished fifth after losing at home to Tottenham, with Chelsea in fourth. Spurs will be in the new Europa Conference League, with Arsenal landing eighth spot and missing out on all Europe action entirely. Former England goalkeeper David James is at the forefront of a campaign to get kids back into playing football after the pandemic. Football Rebooted is there to help families who are struggling to afford new boots for their children. James says many people have some at home that can be recycled. 14 people have been arrested after activists stopped lorries leaving McDonald's warehouses across the UK. The Animal Rebellion Group blocked access to the distribution centres. They're demanding that the chain only serves plant-based food by 2025. And scientists have been giving people a robotic third thumb that's controlled by their feet. It's been part of a trial involving dozens of people, and it's hoped it will allow people to use advanced technology more easily. It's changed how people use their fingers and allowed them to build towers out of blocks during the study.
The latest news. Coming later in the show, your bedtime story.
You know you can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, cause you wish that you could find some feeling, yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold.
Beauty. place not too far away. We all know I should be the one to say we all make mistakes. Take my
funny when you want it, suddenly you have it. You find out that your goal's just plastic. Every day, every night, I've been thinking back on you and I. Every day, every night, I'll work my whole life just to get right, just to be like, look at me.
Mine's a city with a thousand heartbeats, but we're just trying to keep a dream alive. No sign on an old street I don't recognize.
Just today, you hit me with a call to your place. Ain't been out in a while anyway. Was hoping I could catch you throwing smiles in my face.
Romantic talking, you don't even have to try. You're cute enough to f*** with me tonight. Looking at the table and I see the reason why. Baby, you live in the light, but baby, you ain't living right.
Champagne and drinking with your friends. You live in the dark, boy, I cannot pretend. I'm not fazed, only here to sin. If you've been in your garden, you know that you can.
Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me in the morning, I'll be on the way. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me out by your name, I'll be on the way. Like,
the time.
lines every time that I speak. A diamond, a nine, it was mine every week. What a time and a climb, God was shining on me. Now I can't leave, and now I'm making hella Italy. Never want the best in my league. I only want the ones I envy. I envy.
Champagne and drink it with your friends. You live in the dark, boy, I cannot pretend. I'm not faced, only here to sin. If you've been in your garden, you know that you can.
Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me in the morning, I'll be on the way. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me out by your name, I'll be on the way.
Of knights and princesses, fame and glory, Radio Aspire Youth's Bedtime Story.
Welcome back to The Wizard of Oz by Frank L. Baum. This is the third and final part of Chapter 11, The Wonderful City of Oz. The Scarecrow went sorrowfully back to his friends and told them what Oz had said. Dorothy was surprised to find that the great wizard was not a head, as she had seen him, but a lovely lady.
All the same, said the Scarecrow, she needs a heart as much as the Tin Woodman.
On the next morning, the soldier with the green whiskers came to the Tin Woodman and said, Oz has sent for you. Follow me. So the Tin Woodman followed him and came to the great throne room. He did not know whether he would find Oz a lovely lady or a head, but he hoped it would be the lovely lady. For, he said to himself, if it is the head, I am sure I shall not be given a heart, since a head has no heart of its own, and therefore cannot feel for me. But if it is the lovely lady, I shall beg hard for a heart, for all ladies are themselves said to be kindly hearted. But when the Tin Woodman entered the great throne room, he saw neither the head nor the lady, for Oz had taken the shape of a most terrible beast. It was nearly as big as an elephant, and the green throne room seemed hardly strong enough to hold its weight. The beast had a head like that of a rhinoceros, only there were five eyes in its face. There were five long arms growing out of its body, and it also had five long, slim legs. Thick, woolly hair covered every part of it, and a more dreadful-looking monster could not be imagined. It was fortunate that the Tin Woodman had no heart at that moment, for it would have beat loud and fast from terror. But being only tin, the Woodman was not at all afraid, though he was much disappointed.
I am Oz, the great and terrible, spoke the beast, in a voice that was one great roar. Who are you, and why do you seek me?
I am a woodman and made of tin, therefore I have no heart and cannot love. I pray you to give me a heart that I may be as other men are.
Why should I do this?
Because I ask it, and you alone can grant my request.
Oz gave a low growl at this, but said gruffly, If you indeed desire a heart, you must earn it.
How?
Help Dorothy to kill the Wicked Witch of the West. When the witch is dead, come to me, and I will then give you the biggest and kindest and most loving heart in all the land of Oz.
So the Tin Woodman was forced to return sorrowfully to his friends and tell them of the terrible beast he had seen. They all wondered greatly at the many forms the great wizard could take upon himself, and the lion said, If he is a beast when I go to see him, I shall roar my loudest, and so frighten him that he will grant all I ask. And if he is the lovely lady, I shall pretend to spring upon her, and so compel her to do my bidding. And if he is the great head, he will be at my mercy, for I will roll this head all around the room until he promises to give us what we desire. So be of good cheer, my friends, for all will yet be well. The next morning, the soldier with the green whiskers led the lion to the great throne room and bade him enter the presence of Oz. The lion at once passed through the door and, glancing around, saw, to his surprise, that before the throne was a ball of fire, so fierce and glowing he could scarcely bear to gaze upon it. His first thought was that Oz had by accident caught on fire and was burning up, but when he tried to go nearer, the heat was so intense that it singed his whiskers, and he crept back tremblingly to a spot nearer the door. And a low, quiet voice came from the ball of fire, and these were the words it spoke.
"I am Oz, the great and terrible. Who are you, and why do you seek me?"
"I am a cowardly lion, afraid of everything. I came to you to beg that you give me courage, so that in reality I may become the king of beasts, as men call me."
"Why should I give you courage?"
"Because of all wizards, you are the greatest and alone have power to grant my request."
The ball of fire burned fiercely for a time, and the voice said, "Bring me proof that the wicked witch is dead. At that moment I will give you courage, but as long as the witch lives, you must remain a coward."
The lion was angry at this speech, but could say nothing in reply. And while he stood silently gazing at the ball of fire, it became so furiously hot that he turned tail and rushed from the room. He was glad to find his friends waiting for him, and told them of his terrible interview with the wizard.
"What shall we do now?" asked Dorothy sadly.
"There is only one thing we can do," said the lion, "and that is to go to the land of the Winkies, seek out the wicked witch and destroy her."
"But suppose we cannot," said the girl.
"Then I shall never have courage."
"And I shall never have brains."
"And I shall never have a heart."
"And I shall never see Aunt Em and Uncle Henry," said Dorothy, beginning to cry. "Be careful," cried the green girl. "The tears will fall on your green silk gown and spot it."
So Dorothy dried her eyes and said,
"I suppose we must try it, but I am sure I do not want to kill anybody, even to see Aunt Em again."
"I will go with you, but I am too much of a coward to kill the witch," said the lion. "I will go too," declared the scarecrow, "but I shall not be of much help to you. I am such a fool."
"And I haven't the heart to harm even a witch," remarked the Tin Woodman. "But if you go, I certainly shall go with you." Therefore, it was decided to start upon their journey the next morning, and the woodman sharpened his axe on a green grindstone and had all his joints properly oiled. The scarecrow stuffed himself with fresh straw, and Dorothy put new paint on his eyes so that he might see better. The green girl, who was very kind to them, filled Dorothy's basket with good things to eat and fastened a little bell around Toto's neck with a green ribbon. They went to bed quite early and slept soundly until daylight, when they were awakened by the crowing of a green cock that lived in the backyard of the palace and the cackling of a hen that had laid a green egg. Well, there we go. We finally made it out of the throne room. Join us next week as our five heroes set off on their quest.
That's all for today's show. We hoped you enjoyed it. Thanks to everyone who helped us, but most of all, to you for listening.
Radio Aspire Youth is brought to you by Achieving for Children Virtual School for Children in Care.